USA News. I'm Lance Pry. Nearly 11 million people in the Pacific Northwest are under heat advisories, as forecasters warn cities including Seattle and Portland could see temperature records set today from the intense heat wave. The heat wave that started late last week has seen temperature records broken from Washington and Oregon to Alberta, Canada. Canadian firefighters have been fighting dozens of wildfires for days from British Columbia and up to northern Canada. Chicago's new mayor, Brandon Johnson, will be sworn in today. He will become the 57th mayor of America's third largest city. His administration will face several challenges, including choosing the new police superintendent and coming up with a plan to fight violence. On Saturday, Johnson resigned as Cook County Commissioner. The Department of Homeland Security Secretary says there has been a 50% drop in border encounters.
Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the U.S. Border Patrol has experienced the drop in encounters since Title 42 ended on Thursday at midnight. Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Mayorkas said the Border Patrol reported 6,300 encounters on Friday and 4,200 on Saturday. He noted the Border Patrol saw more than 10,000 encounters earlier in the week. Mayorkas did caution that it's too early to say if the expected surge has peaked. I'm Skip Kelly.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents announced they have arrested an Afghan national who was on the FBI's terror watch list crossing into the United States from Mexico. Representative Daryl Issa, the Republican from California who represents the district where the man was apprehended near Otay Mesa, California, says the Biden administration's border policies are a national security concern. Hockey's Stanley Cup is narrowing down to the Final Four. Florida, Carolina, and the Vegas Golden Knights are in. The series between Seattle and Dallas continues tonight. Today is officially Peace Officers Memorial Day. USA News.
Hear that a lot at chickendinnercasino.com because we have so many winners. That's because we have so many ways to win, including slots, blackjack, poker, and more. Of course, you can step into our sports book and bet on any sport, including the NBA playoffs and Major League Baseball, with some of the best bonuses around. But don't just take my word for it.
Hey, it's Heath Bell here, former pitcher for the San Diego Padres.
Hey, this is Ryan Sandberg, Chicago Cubs Baseball Hall of Famer, number 23 retired.
Hey, it's 2017 NBA Slam Dunk Champ. Glenn Robinson III here.
Be a winner by playing chickendinnercasino.com.
Winner, winner!
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Chickendinnercasino.com, where you can become a winner, winner. Like me!
And our listeners get special offers. Just go to chickendinnercasino.com/USA. That's chickendinnercasino.com/USA. And you can be a winner, winner today.
The United States and her allies are poised to increase economic pressure on China at this week's Group of Seven summit in Hiroshima, Japan. It officially starts on Friday. The Wall Street Journal is reporting an expected joint statement will be announced, rejecting the use of economic retaliation against nations over policy disputes and other disagreements. The anticipated statement isn't expected to mention any country by name, but Beijing's increasing use of what it calls economic coercion to show its displeasure with other countries is the purpose of the statement. An NBA player is causing problems on social media again.
The Memphis Grizzlies have suspended Ja Morant indefinitely for flashing a gun on social media. He was seen waving the weapon while sitting in the passenger seat of a car. In March, Morant was benched for 8 games after live streaming himself holding a firearm at a Denver area nightclub. The All-Star guard subsequently entered a counseling facility and apologized for his actions. Morant's suspension is pending a league review. I'm Jerry Barmash.
Rescuers today evacuated about 1,000 people trapped by seawater 12 feet deep along western Myanmar's coast after a powerful cyclone injured hundreds and cut off communications. 6 deaths were reported, but the true impact is unknown at this time. Strong winds injured more than 700 of about 20,000 people who were sheltering in sturdier buildings on the highlands of Sitway Township. Lance Pry, USA News.
We're recording this progressive commercial on a real boat to let people know that when you bundle your home, boat, and other vehicles...
What was that boat?
Progressive saves you money, Jamie.
Why are we doing this on a boat?
We were going for authenticity.
We're going to the city?
Authenticity.
You mean Atlantic City? But we're not in the Atlantic. Are we?
Bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.